pleasure to bring in Pat Hughes. Pat, of course, a native of the Bay Area here, play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs and the creator of BaseballVoices.com, the Hall of Fame series. And Father's Day is coming up, and we've talked about the CD of Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons, and I want to get Pat on again to just talk about it a little bit so the fans can think of a great gift to get for Dad coming up or the significant male in the family. And, Pat, every time I pick this CD up, I listen to another part of it, and it just gives me chills.
Marty, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. And your show is immensely popular. I still have a lot of family in San Jose, and they rave about your show and the people that call in and the information that is discussed every single day. So thank you. But you're right. Father's Day is 2 weeks from today. BaseballVoices.com is the website. These are commemorative audio tributes to baseball's greatest announcers. I grew up in San Jose. I listened to Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons when they were the great radio team of 1958 to 1970. All the great giant ball players, Mays, Cepeda, McCovey, Marichal, Perry, and others. And I think these CDs, Marty, they do several things. They remind you of your favorite team, the Giants, your favorite ball players, the guys I just mentioned, and your favorite broadcasters. Russ and Lon, when I was a kid, I think every kid thinks that the guys they listen to growing up are the greatest ever. But now that I'm actually in the business myself and I've kind of analyzed the craft, I can say with certainty that Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons are two of the all-time great radio announcers. So I tried to put all their highlights on this CD, and if you like it, I think Willie Mays, you told me that Willie likes it. I know Lon Simmons likes it enough to put a tribute on the front of the CD. He said Giants fans will love this. So I must have done something right, Marty.
Well, you did. And for any Giant fan or any baseball fan that appreciates the broadcast part of baseball, and you've done this with Harry Carey and Marty Brenneman and Bob Prince and so many others, Milo Hamilton, it's just something fabulous to have within your collection, because you could pop one of those CDs in anytime, and all of a sudden the golden age of baseball comes back. And you had a good point, Pat. No matter where you grow up or how old you are, the ones you listen to, those are the ones that stay with you forever. And you've really done a nice job putting it together. What else is on the horizon for you? Do you think about next year yet?
Probably Mel Allen, the legendary late voice of the Yankees, one of the real pioneers. He had all those great Yankee teams with DiMaggio, and I think he called games of Lou Gehrig, and then later Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris. So probably Mel Allen is on the horizon. But, Marty, I think one other thing these CDs seem to do, they remind fans of themselves when they were younger, when they were going with their family to Candlestick Park, in my case. Or you might have taken a girl to a ball game, and you remember when Mike Ivey hit a grand slam against the Dodgers' Don Sutton and Lon Simmons called it, and that's on the CD. That might have been one of the first games you went to, or you might have taken the gal that became your wife. You might have dated her at that time, and it just brings back a lot of memories of you, the fan, and I think that's a special thing about these CDs as well.
Ah, terrific. Pat, where does one order it now?
Well, it's simple. Go to BaseballVoices.com, BaseballVoices.com. It's very affordable, Marty. These are less than $15 each. We offer free shipping on all orders. But BaseballVoices.com, and you'll see a picture of Russ and Lon as soon as you go to the website.
All right, terrific. Now, let's talk a little baseball with you. You've got the Diamondbacks there. You had a long rain delay yesterday before getting the game underway. And I was doing the post-game show and assuring the fans, well, it's 3-1 Cubs. We're getting into the seventh inning, and all of a sudden, the roof fell in. Take us through yesterday's game and maybe your impressions of the Diamondbacks right now.
Well, you're right about yesterday. It seems like it's a blowout. The final was 12-4, but Arizona scored 11 runs in the final three innings. They had two very big hits. Jason Kubel had a three-run double off James Russell in the seventh inning, and then the big blow was the grand slam in the eighth inning by Paul Goldschmidt against Carlos Marmol. That snapped a 4-4 tie, and Arizona never looked back. We see Patrick Corbin today, Marty. I have not yet seen him. He is 8-0, as you well know, with, I think, about a 1.71 ERA. They're an interesting team. Goldschmidt, right in the middle, is certainly their best offensive player, and he's a real force. This grand slam he hit last night went about 440 feet, but he's got that short, compact power stroke that is so rare. He hits for an average. He hits for power. They seem to have pretty good starting pitching. Ian Kennedy pitched a very good ball game last night, and Corbin has been tough. Wade Miley can throw good games. So they have a nice little ball club. They've had some injuries. Aaron Hill and J.J. Putz is disabled right now, but still, even with those, they've been able to maintain first place.
Yeah, Kirk Gibson has his kind of ball club, and boy, you said Kubel, lefty-lefty off Russell, and that's a big hit for him. And Goldschmidt, we know quite well, and as I say, Pat, and you know it, if you're going to win a division or a pennant, you've got to have someone have a big season, and he's doing it.
You do, Marty. I think many times the teams that win divisions and world championships, they have more than one guy having a so-called career year, either a pitcher or a bench player, or a guy like Cody Ross comes out of nowhere, and as he did for the Giants a few years ago. But you need a couple of guys to do things that they've never done before at the big league level.
Boy, so true. All right, so Edwin Jackson today, he's got 8 decisions. Unfortunately, he lost 7 of them.
Well, I'm a big believer in track records in baseball, Marty. Edwin came into the season one game below 500. He normally gives you a quality start. He keeps his team in the game, and that's always the primary objective of a starting pitcher in baseball. Give your team a chance to win. Don't give the other guys 5 runs by the 3rd inning and force your team to play catch-up the rest of the day. Edwin Jackson is still a good pitcher. He has had some rough outings. He has not pitched as well as he will, I think, perhaps even starting today. But he's more of a 500 pitcher than a 1-7 guy. And I will say this, he's maintained a very good attitude through a very difficult period of adversity. And that's always impressive to me. That tells me that there's a good chance he will turn things around.
Well, we're all Cub fans today, let me tell you that, in the Bay Area. Boy, the Cardinals, and the Cub-Cardinal rivalry, Bill King used to talk about it all the time, how intense it is. Every time they go for a young pitcher, it looks like they're bringing up the next Dizzy Dean.
You know what? It almost reminds me of the Dodgers back when I was growing up. It seemed like every year they would bring somebody else from the minor leagues and he would become a star. Rick Sutcliffe, Don Sutton, they had Drysdale and Koufax. But it just seemed like the Dodgers always could come up with good, strong, young pitchers. And that's how you build a foundation. It's exactly what the Giants did about a decade ago. And that's, I think, one of the primary reasons why the Giants won 2 World Series with that good, young starting pitching. That's the way you win, Marty. It helps to score a lot of runs. It helps to have guys play good defense. Those are important things. But it all begins with the guy on the mound, 60 feet, 6 inches away. If you've got guys there that can dominate games and you have a chance to win every game, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Yeah, you are. Well, I thought of Ernie Banks yesterday for the Cardinal fans. They probably said, let's play. Play 2, and let's play 2 again today, but unfortunately for them, it's only 1. Hey, Pat, thanks so much, as always, baseballvoices.com. If you're looking for a great gift for any male, female, I don't care who it is, this is one of those special ones. As Pat says, it brings you back to your good times growing up and bonding with baseball. And, Pat, I'll tell you, that Mike Ivey home run, I get more calls about that than any other home run, I think, in Giants history. So I'm glad you reminded me that that is on there. Hey, have a good afternoon.
Yeah, okay. That's just one of them, Marty. But thanks very much, as always, and enjoy the day today. And as we say, it's a new day, a new game.
Very good. Thanks, Pat, as always.
Thank you, Marty. Bye-bye now.
All right, that is Pat Hughes, play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. Always fun to have him on.